Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. It's Vlad Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. It's Monday after a pit victory. And, pit's 3-5. And there's talk now of a bowl game. No. Not happening. Sorry. No bowl game. I'm sorry. Say what you want. Talk about all the positive scenarios. Ain't happening, pal. No. No bowl game. And, you know, I saw, you know, some people, write some articles about this. And I get they have to do this because they have to keep the pit content going. The same reason why I'm talking about it right now. I got to keep the content going and the discussion going. So, I'm here talking about a bowl game when Pitt is 3-5. And they can't figure out what the hell they're doing at quarterback. I mean, Darren Hall obviously finally stepped up. I wouldn't say finally. I'm just going to say somebody stepped up for the running game today. Or Saturday, I should say. Not today, but Saturday. Somebody stepped up for the running game and did one hell of a job. I mean, he didn't just... he torched the Duke's defense on 3 big runs. One of them set a... school record, 92-yard run. I mean, that first touchdown he scored, it was like a freaking open sea. I mean, Max Brown could have done a QB draw through that and scored a touchdown. I mean, that was like David Priestley, Vanilla Vic type of thing against East Tennessee State. I mean, he freaking torched the Duke secondary. He did on 3 runs. And I've never seen Darren Hall run that fast. But obviously this guy is faster than what people think he is. Maybe he was a little shy going through there, you know. You know. Maybe a little nervous for fumbling, but he just boom. And I know Duke is going to complain, the fans at least, complain that they lost on that one controversial call where it looked like the Duke defender intercepted the pass, but Jester Wee, at the last minute, grabbed onto it and made it a dual catch, which obviously goes in the favor of Pitt. And really, that was a good heads-up play by him because we didn't do dick in the passing game that day at all. None. Not a zilch. But, it was good heads up play, and like one of the few plays that, you know, that needed to be made, it was made. I'm still thinking about the Derek Turner catch that was made against West Virginia near the 13-9 game. Well, Derek really didn't do a whole lot that game. And all of a sudden, that pass by Bostic was so bad, but he, you know, it bounced off of Derek several times before he actually caught it. I mean, I think he was on the ground and it was rolling on him. But yeah, that was one play we needed, obviously, to get us going. And, you know, DiNucci had a nice little completion there for first down to Lopez, who's probably been one of our most consistent receivers. I mean, the guy just makes plays. He's easily become one of my favorite players on offense. But I just, yeah, it's hilarious how we did so very little in the passing game. And we probably should have lost that game. I mean, for Duke, the work was done for them. I mean, we could throw the ball. We gave them over 100 yards in penalty yardage because it seemed like no matter what we did to bail ourselves out or put Duke in a bad spot, they were getting bailed out by pass interference calls and whatnot. And somehow, we just managed to pull it off. I mean, they were driving at the end of the game, but of course, a nice little batted pass, you can say a tip drill, and Jordan Whitehead came up with it to seal the deal. And, you know, a lot of those tip drills were happening most of the game, and it looked like Duke was begging to be intercepted a bunch of times. And we pulled it off. We finally got it. Got it when it mattered most. And now Heather Light comes in the locker room and starts talking about a bowl game. We have a chance to make a bowl game. Maybe it's cryptic. You know, it's very far-fetched, but maybe it's a cryptic message to the staff saying, yeah, you know, if you guys really want to show me something, you could go make this bowl game. You know, maybe she's placing some sort of expectations on the staff. They say, hey, get them a little bowl game. Show me something. Because you haven't really shown me a lot this whole year. But, you know, the defense is getting better. I mean, DeMar Hamlin's getting back healthy. I mean, the secondary is, I mean, it's really, I mean, it's actually pretty exciting to see the defense finally taking shape. It really is. It's just, for some reason on offense, we just can't get something going. We obviously the bowl game scenarios have come about because we have a running game. We ran for over 300 yards over on Duke. Or maybe it was close to 300. I don't know if it was over it. Maybe that's the reason why. Because obviously a running game would take some ease off our passing game. But you got to have a quarterback who someone knows what they're doing, which is why I brought up the whole idea of Pat Bostic. You know, he has some eligibility left, doesn't he? I mean, he left the year of eligibility on the table. I mean, shoot, I would take him. I mean, he can at least throw a forward pass and complete it. I mean, he's shown us that at least. His mobility sucks, but I'm sure maybe. I mean, if he's lost some weight, he's done some jogging. You know, now maybe. Maybe he has a little bit more mobility there. It's a lot to consider, isn't it? Too much? I don't know. But, yeah, it's exciting to see the defense take hold. It was nice to have a running game. Hell, it was nice to have a win for once. Because we're going to get a Pitt freaking live wire with all the awesome stuff in it. Because we deserve it, because we're Pitt fans. So Pitt has UVA next week. And I'm not even going to think of the rest of the season, but UVA obviously laid an egg against Boston College. It was a crazy weekend for college football. Obviously, you know, USC got, you know, smashed by Notre Dame. Although I'll look up the score, and USC probably came back from behind the win. Knowing my luck, because I really didn't check the scoreboards. Penn State destroyed Michigan, which was expected. I figured Penn State would cover that game. It's just, Michigan sucks. I mean, they just look slow. I mean, it was like the old granddad offense versus Penn State. Yeah. That wasn't happening. I mean, it looked good. I mean, Penn State did give them some momentum. It was 14-13 at one point, but then Penn State scored then the first half, and then they just never looked back after that. You know, Saquon Barkley's obviously going to get the Heisman. I mean, he's that good. You know, as a Pitt fan, it pains for me to say it, but yeah, he's going to get the Heisman. I mean, it's reality. It's taking off the blue and gold glasses. And I mean, Penn State's probably going to play for the national championship as well. And as a Pitt fan, I got to deal with that reality. It just is what it is. You know, Franklin's built that team. He's recruited very well, and he's paying. It's the fruits of it. Are coming together. And all he really needs now is for Jay Paterno to come and is to come back in the headlines. I mean, last year after winning the Big Ten title and all that, Jay decides he wants to run for board of trustees. And Sue as well, she wanted in too, but she gave up. Jay got elected, obviously, and we haven't heard from Jay ever since. So, you know, we just think one of those Paternos to drop into the headlines again, and then maybe some drama unfolds, screws that up. That's really our only hope, really. Because they got Michigan State coming up. They're going at the shoe. And I really don't see them losing that one either. I mean, I don't care what athletes Ohio State has. JT Barrett's still their quarterback. I just don't really see Ohio State winning that one. Penn State just got too much firepower. And they get past this game. It's pretty much going to be smooth sailing. I mean, Michigan State may give them a game, but Michigan State has a great defense. But it's Michigan State. I mean, they went down to the wire with Indiana, so which is the Michigan State we know and love before in the John L. Smith years. But as far as the ACC race goes, NC State obviously has got the inside track because they haven't lost a game. They haven't faced Clemson yet, so that has to happen. They lose that one, they're a little bit out. And of course, in our division, Miami's undefeated, and they're in the top 10. And I still don't buy their ranking or them in general. But if it helps them, it helps them. I just don't see them being... I just don't think they're as good as they are. They got great athletes. They just, you know... As a football team, I just don't really... Do I see them, in the being anybody in the top five teams? No, I don't. They've just happened to eke by in a few games and gotten lucky. But they're Miami, so they're going to get all the hype. And West Virginia, obviously, they pulled away from Baylor. Baylor came all the way back and almost made it an overtime game. But still, West Virginia moves on. You know, Texas, obviously, people laughed at Tom Herman early in the year, but he's got them competing, and his problem is he has a freshman quarterback, and he just makes a lot of dumb mistakes. He made that bad throw. He may have had a concussion because you had to be really, really dizzy to make a throw like that. We were thinking you're throwing the ball away and you throw it in the hands of an Oklahoma State defender. So, I mean, that was a gimme. Okay. But now to finish up this podcast. Obviously, Pete Gunn, W. Cullum. Quarterback situation is still a mess. And obviously, they're sticking with DiNucci because he protects the football. And obviously, they're afraid to give the keys to the car to Kenny Pickett. Because obviously, they think he's going to go nuts. And with the quarterback situation being in such a disarray again, I wouldn't be surprised if Pitt's looking at another grad transfer here eventually. It would suck to say that, but it may be the reality. If they don't feel good about what they have at quarterback. But at the end of the day, they recruited these guys, so that's on them. You know, I remember when we argued about the quarterback recruiter under Dave Wannstedt. I mean, I remember when in a few years there was Bill Stahl, Dexter Davidson. There was a bunch of other quarterbacks. Kevin Smith, another one. I mean, there was a plenty of quarterback misses that the staff had under their belts. There was a boatload of them. But luckily for them, they got a few decent years out of Bill Stahl. So that worked out. And, you know, Pat Bosick contributed here and there, but yeah, there was a lot of misses under the ones that are as far as quarterbacks go. You know, we got several good years out of Tino Sunzeri. I want to say I used the word good loosely. I guess, you know, he was serviceable, you can say, to say the least. But, you know, like I said in the day, this is on the staff. I mean, they had to keep bringing, I mean, for one thing, in the beginning, they had to bring, you know, a grad transfer from Peterman. It worked out. Max Brown, it just didn't work out because he got hurt. I mean, yeah, he was bad in the beginning, but it seemed like he was going to work things out. And he got hurt, and we're not going to see how that develops. So we're back at square one, and yeah, it's a mess. And as far as the bowl game goes, Pitt's next two games are winnable because UVA isn't all that great. I mean, they have a decent record, but they're not, you know, they're not the Al Groh teams that they remember from years ago. You know, back when UVA was going to bowl games. And then they got North Carolina, who's just really bad this year. You know, they have some really good years, and Pitt's obviously due for a W. So they have those two games. I was going to not discuss this, but I guess this makes me a really bad hypocrite. Whatever. Their last two games are Miami and Virginia Tech. Both ranked teams. And I just don't see Pitt winning either one of those games. Yes, Pitt has had Virginia Tech's number over the years. But Frank Beamer is gone. There's a new guy on the staff. So it just, you know, that just isn't going to happen anymore. And, you know, we almost did beat them, you know, that, you know, last time we played them. We had the momentum, and just we pissed it away like everything else on defense. Or it was when we finally get defensive stops, our offense can't pull the trigger, and then when our offense can't pull the trigger, our defense. Yeah, it's always life of a Pitt fan. Nothing just comes together. But if the quarterback mess is still the same going into those two games, it doesn't really matter. Pitt's not making a bowl game. And there's no guarantee they're gonna win these next two games either. They had a running game for one game. All they gotta do is game plan against Darren Hall, and that's it. So Pitt's gotta figure something else out. So that's all you can do. We can hope. I'll be back later to talk about the upcoming game against North Carolina. Oh, no, wait, not North Carolina. UVA. Ugh, it's Monday, I'm sorry. UVA and then North Carolina. But the beauty about this is, after UVA, they get at least 10 days off. So hopefully they can figure something out. Because they got three big games here. So they're going to use these next three. Next 10 days, you know, the extra days off to figure out what they're going to do with these next three games. Obviously, they got to do something. They got to work something out. Because if they want to go to a whatchamacallitblowjob.com bowl game, well, or the Little Caesars if we still have it. Well, they're going to have to work something out. Try to get something out with the quarterback. They got to try and make, you know, chicken salad out of chicken, well, shit. So, oh well, I'm out of here. Enough babbling. We got the W. Hell to friggin' pit.